Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. Today, we have a tremendous situation in two ways. You know, first you look at Invicta 24, in Kansas City on July 15th. You know, Tonya Avenger was set to have a tremendous outing on that, and certain things have transpired since then. So I felt it only pertinent to reach out to my buddy and bring Gator on the program. Without further ado, welcome Tonya Avenger. Tonya, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
You know, as we were talking about before we went live, Tonya, you know, I think it's a tremendous day for Tonya Avenger. It's a win-win. I would like to have seen you get in the UFC, you know, in a different manner, but you and I have both talked in the past. We both know it was going to be a hard deal to get you into the UFC, but now you're there. So ultimately, before we talk about the fight, what did that phone call mean to Tonya Avenger?
I knew it was going to be this fight. I can't say I didn't. I just knew it. I knew I would get me and my cornerman and my coaches and the team. We've all been talking about this for years, and we kind of knew this was going to be the route it was going to be. And so it's not like it's some crazy thing that they put on my plate, and I was just overwhelmed. I didn't know what to do. I that's why I took it so fast. And you know, I'm going to take the opportunity that I'm given, and I think I'm on top of my game. So no better time than this time.
Right. I think you're on top of your game too. Now, you know, you look at social media, and I'm a journalist, and I'm a photographer. I'm a journalist. I work in the inner workings. I work with many promotions, and you know, some of the statements I'm probably going to make on today's show are going to offend some people. But when you sit back and you realize, I'm just doing my job, I'm just doing what the truth is, then you'll have a better understanding of who I am. And if you still wish to unfriend me like several have, then you know, be my guest, because, you know, quite honestly, I don't give a fuck. You know, and that's just how it is. You don't pay my bills, so it doesn't matter. You know, now, Tonya, the rumor is, and now I've learned that it's fact, the reason Megan Anderson was pulled off of UFC 214 was because her visa expired and she's actually in the country illegally. Was that thought perplexed to you in the signing of this fight?
Not really. I wasn't really told anything about it, and I really didn't care at the time. But obviously, I know that also heard those statements, and I definitely heard everything that was going on. I don't know necessarily how it's getting out, but you know, I know that a lot of her team knows, and a lot of her side of her side of the board knows, you know, about everything. But you know, I don't know. It is what it is, and you know, I don't know what's going on with her, and to be honest, I don't really care. I'm just I'm happy that the ball rolled into my court and I'm able to pick it up and play. So I'm always willing to jump in there and do what I have to do. And you know, I feel kind of like I'm running around picking up the pieces though for her, because you know, I did for Invicta. She was on and already promoted as the Invicta main event, and I you know, obviously I did the same thing as her. You get that call from UFC and a big opportunity, you're going to take it. But you know, I felt like I kind of picked up the pieces there and jumped in, and now here I am falling behind her and picking up toys after a toddler, and you know, he's trying to fix the situation. But you know, I'm a team player. I'm out there to fight and to compete, and you know, I'm going to take every opportunity I'm given. And you know, a loss on their side is a gain for me. So I'm just here to fight.
Yeah, you don't. I have to agree with that. You know, looking at this, man, this is a tremendous fight for you. It's right up your alley, you know, Tonya. You know, July 29th is just around the corner. You know, you're already prepared, so this fight camp wasn't anything out of the norm. What are you looking going into July 29th against Cyborg? What's, you know, we can't give away all the game secrets here, but, you know, what are some of your thoughts, you know, stepping into the octagon?
Shoot, man, the same as they always have been. I'm there to fight. I'm there to win. And I'm going to do everything I can do to make that happen. And, you know, we all know that my style is to go in and to grind and just to get the fight done. And I'm there to win a fight. I'm not there to have a fight. I'm there to win a fight. And, you know, that's the difference between me and a lot of these other female fighters. And, you know, it's time again. It is time again. And, you know, I was definitely prepared to step up and main event Invicta and do what I do and put on a great show and stuff like that. So I kind of feel a little bad about that situation, because that's just not how I roll. If I commit to something, I follow through with it. Invicta was really great to me, and they gave me this opportunity to take this fight and weren't going to hold it against me and stuff. So obviously I'm going to do it and let my career grow and see where I can go.
You know, you've been on my show several times. We've talked about this. You know, you look at how this all transpired and played out, and yes, you were left kind of picking up the pieces, but let's sweep that to the side, because you look at what you've done for the sport, Tonya. You truly have been a veteran of the sport. You to be in the UFC for quite some time. You know, what does this moment mean moving forward for Team Filthy as now that day has come, one of the greatest fights in your career sits in front of you?
You know what? We've been waiting for this. I don't feel like it's any different than what I've been doing, fighting for Invicta, fighting for one of the top promotions in the world on one of the biggest platforms. And you know, the talent that comes out of Invicta, I don't feel like is any better or worse than UFC. I think people don't realize that UFC gets their talent from Invicta, and most of the girls, I'd say 90% of the girls come from Invicta, and it's amazing to be a part of that and to be here when this sport has grown like it has. You know, I've been around for a long time and seen a lot, and things are just easy for these girls nowadays. When I fought back in the day, it was a struggle, and these girls don't know that struggle. They don't know how hard it is, you know. So when I'm out there promoting Invicta and promoting cards that I'm not on, it's because I appreciate the opportunities that we're given and the things that Shannon Knapp and Invicta has given us and stuff. So, you know, I'm definitely super grateful for them and letting me be as big a star as I can be on their show. And, you know, that's ultimately what got me where I'm at. And, you know, I've waited a long time, and I think this is a fight that's the best fight for me right now. I think that I'm on top of my game. My coaches and my cornermen, everybody's ready, and we've been preparing and we've been fighting and trying to stay busy and waiting for this opportunity. So, you know, we're just going to take it, and we're going to go in there, and we're going to fight a normal fight and do what we do every time and try to put somebody away.
Yeah, most definitely. Now, I kind of want to take away from the fight situation for a moment, because there was a situation that had already transpired in your life that you know, was very near and dear to your heart. And, you know, you had a lot of things set up with your Invicta, you know, tickets and things of that nature, with a fund for a friend of yours, who I guess who passed, if I know the story correctly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are ways that people can reach out and donate and help and, you know, help get this cause taken care of? Because, you know, you were initially going to use your, you know, your tickets, signed tickets and things like that to help raise money. What can my fans or your fans and my followers do now to help you out and seeing this through?
You know, I'm just going to do the same thing. I don't do anything that I give my word on. I'm going to do. So, you know, I'm going to do the same thing. Just I have UFC gear instead of Invicta gear this time. And obviously the tickets that we were auctioning off, the two VIP tickets, are still available. And we're still going to do that. Aside from that, it's just going to be my gear from UFC. And hopefully it goes for twice as much. And people really put some money in here, because it's not just for, you know, to sell and make money. It's obviously for a good cause and for a funeral cause and stuff. So, you know, I just am trying to do my part and help somebody and do what I can. And, you know, this is all a blessing for me too. So, you know, I am the type of person that likes to share that, and I appreciate things people do, and you know, I definitely want to help where I can. So it's going to be the same. We're just going to change it from my Invicta gear to my UFC gear and see what we can pull together and get together for this.
Now, if people want to take it a step and, you know, a step above that, where can they make charitable donations for the funeral costs, Tanya?
You know, they can contact me directly or obviously Stephanie Alba. I know there's a GoFundMe out there and stuff like that. You know, we're just doing what we can, and you can actually go on either one of our pages and find the information or just get a hold of me on Facebook, and I'll be glad to send you the information. And, you know, everything helps. I know that the world's a crazy place nowadays and people don't really care about anybody else, but, you know, I'm not that person. And you know, I'm definitely going to help a friend, and it was a sad situation and something that affects me as well as the family. And, you know, I think that we're going to do what we can and keep the situation the same and try to raise as much money as we can.
Yeah, very well said. You know, this day, I got to admit, you know, when I was on a radio show when I got the information about you taking this cyborg fight. And, I mean, I completely lost my train of thought during the show. It was like, it was already a bad night anyway, you know, and here I'm getting all these inboxes. Hey, did you hear that, Tanya? You know, when I finally got a hold of you last night, you know, the first thing I said to you is, about fucking time. You know, and in reality, it is. You look at what you've done, Tanya. You've been one of the most tremendous veterans of the sport. You've showed some of the greatest ability. You've got just about as many finishes as you do fights. You know, I know Gator's the kind of person that's very outspoken and says what's on her mind, but, you know, when you sit back and you think about all those years of struggle and, you know, overcoming obstacles, what does it mean to finally get your day that you deserve?
You know, I'm just happy to have the opportunity. You know, I can't say that I feel any different than I felt in Invicta, because I feel like Invicta was one of the top promotions in the world, and I was grateful and honored and you know, I was handed an opportunity that a lot of people don't have, and I worked a long time to get it, and I really thought my career was kind of over, and you know, I got a call from Invicta, and they said, you know, we're going to give you a run at this. Just take it, you know, take it serious and do your best. And I said, I can do, man. I'm going to do it. And I've done nothing but win for them. And you know, I just see a window closing, you know, and I, even though I'm still dominating and still doing as much as I can and trying to win every fight, I realize that, you know, in the long run, my career is going to eventually be over, but, and I'm going to go out with no regrets. That's for sure. I'm going to fight until the end, and I'm going to take every win and every soul that I can on the way, you know? So, you know, that's just where I'm at. I'm just here to compete, and I'm going to compete as long as I can and wherever I can and whoever gives me opportunity to do it.
Well, you know, I love the thoughts that you share about Invicta, because I truly feel the same. You know, otherwise I wouldn't be there every other month or month in and month out, because you know,
right?
It truly is one of the you know, it is. It's one of the top promotions, and you look at what they're doing, and you know, it's kind of hard in a lot of ways, because there will be no more Tanya Evinger at Invicta fights. And you know, it was like when I originally had did a post about the show, a lot of people were starting to inbox me, and they wanted me to let you know that they're still going to be with you in spirit, you know, that, you know, they were coming to see you. You know, you're one of the fighters that, when you truly look at, you have one of the largest fan bases. You know, when you have an event, the house is packed, it's team filthy. You know, what do those moments mean to you looking back, you know, about all the support that you get from your fans moving forward?
Man, it's a blessing. To be honest, it's a blessing. I pretty much lived this whole career out fighting everywhere but Kansas City, and my family had to watch on TV or watch a video when I got back or this or that. So the fact that Invicta is as big as it is and they're able to watch me on Fight Pass, and then they started doing the shows in Kansas City, man, it was a blessing. And I feel like I'm at the top of my game. I feel like I'm fighting the best fights of my career. I feel like my head's in the right place, my heart's in the right place, everything's in the right place, and I'm able to put some of the best performances and towards, you know, this time in my career in front of my family and my friends, and it's great that they're able to come watch me. And man, I couldn't ask for anything else. The crowd has just grown and grown and grown, and more people have come, and it was amazing to have, like, you know, people I went to high school with, people I was just friends with as a childhood, you know, friends and stuff. You know, all of them people started coming to my actual fights and stuff, and you know, it's just it's a blessing to be able to perform in front of your people and people that really support you. And you know, I know I do have fans, you know, worldwide and stuff, but it's not comparable to a lot of them girls. You know, they have a lot of fans that come from all over the world, and you know, my fan base ain't as strong, and my fan base is local, and it's in Kansas City, and it's support from the people that really matter in my life. So you know, I cherish every moment that I fought there. I loved it. I couldn't ask for anything else. So you know, I'm just happy to be able to fight so many fights in front of my family.
Yes, and it's tremendous. You know, especially the last fight you were at, the whole front of the Scottish Rite Temple was just packed with fans, and not even 10 minutes after your fight, you were out there with your fans, and that's dedication. I kind of want to take things on a comical note. You know, you happened to post a little cartoon video last night, and I think it nailed Tonya Evinger to a T as far as your attitude, your larger-than-life character. You know, what were your thoughts when you first initially seen the public support, especially through that video?
You know, I'm a big fan of Tommy Toehold, and I think it's because he has made so many videos of me, and they're hella funny, and they're right on point, man. And I think that it's great that he's able to capture that. But man, I love it. I went on YouTube and found videos that people make, and I don't know if they're being sarcastic or not. I don't care. At the end of the day, it's funny, and I enjoy it, and I love that people can get a laugh out of it too. And you know, I like funny things, and you know, it just makes my day to have some people that support me and that put stuff out and make you know, memes for me and send me pictures that, you know, that they made and edited for me and stuff like that, you know. So I'm grateful for every moment and every step of the way in my career, you know, and you know, I'm blessed. I really am blessed, and you know, things really have came together for me, and I've worked my ass off to be here, and you know, it's just it's awesome, and I'm having fun on the way. Not many girls can say that, or fighters in general. I'm having a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, it's truly tremendous. You know, along with social media, along with moving forward in your career, comes the hate. You know, and Tonya Evinger is no stranger to hate, animosity. And basically, that's one of the reasons I truly love you, is you stick a middle finger up in the face of hate. You know, people are saying that, you know, Evinger doesn't stand a chance against Cyborg. You know, I think at one point in time in Cyborg's career, she probably was one of the greatest women fighters of her era. Looking at the status and the compatibility against you and Cyborg, I think it's going to be a lot better fight than people think. You know, I think that you're truly underestimated, in my opinion. What are your thoughts in that aspect, Tonya?
Oh, I completely agree. And I think that these people that hate on me, you know, maybe they don't like my personality. I don't care. I can not like them just as much as they don't like me. But when it all said and done, man, these people are not women's MMA fans. A real women's MMA fan knows that Invicta's a talent of just a freaking shark tank of talent. Like, it's unreal. Knows that these girls from UFC have came from Invicta, knows what the level is over there, and they're actually fans of women's MMA, not fans of UFC women. So I think that the people that support me understand that, and there are true fans and stuff, and they take in consideration my ability, not just my personality, which not everybody can like, but you know, they take in the fact that I'm actually a good fighter, and I've worked hard to get here, and I'm gonna put up the best fight I can put up, you know. So you know, I just it doesn't really matter to me. All the people that are calling me names and saying things, and they call me ugly, and they they say these things about me, and then I go and look on their page, and I'm like, wow, man, that's the kettle calling the pot black right there. Like, everything that I'm a loser, and I do this and that, and I go and look on their page, and I'm like, are you serious? Like, do you see your own life? So, you know, it's just social media. I think people think it's okay to hate, and, you know, as soon as this fight got announced, I had some doorknob send me a private message just to tell me that I'm going to get crushed and rest in peace and all this shit. Like, why'd you have to go out of your way to private message me that? Because I guarantee if you were around me, you wouldn't say shit to my face. It's just social media makes it acceptable for these people, and everybody's so sensitive, but everybody's full of hate. It's just nuts. But you know what? I really don't care about all that. None of them people matter. When I die and I'm on my deathbed, then people won't be there. Every night when I'm eating and having a dinner with my family and we're praying and we're doing these things or whatever we're doing, you know, none of them people are there. So it doesn't matter.
You know, I have to agree with you. You know, I've been in this business a long time. And, you know, one thing I don't, you know, respond to is hate. But, you know, I look at the life of Tonya Evinger, the larger-than-life aspects of who you are as a person and as a friend. And, you know, I truly admire you because you're one person that doesn't take any shit from anybody, and you're right. Why should you have to? And, you know, I love the analogy of the pot calling the kettle black. And, you know, you made me realize, and I did a post one day after seeing you in a disagreement with somebody, and I told the person, I said, if I take that much real estate up in your head, just realize one thing, I'm not paying fucking rent. And, you know, I've lived by that attitude ever since. You know, this is set to be a history-making fight. You know, however anybody wants to look at it, Tonya Evinger is set to make history. When you look at it in that aspect, Tonya, what does it mean to you to finally realize you set out what you started to do, you come from one of the greatest promotions in Invicta, now you get to fight supposedly one of the best female fighters in the world. What are these memories and this legacy going to mean to Tonya Evinger?
You know what? It's weird. It's like I've always had these feelings, and I've always known that I'm a good fighter, and I'm great at the sports I do, and I am successful in things I do, and I'm dedicated and I'm motivated. But you know, it's a different look than the average person has on my life. And you know, I think that nobody is gonna love my legacy more than me. And that's just how it's got to be, you know. I love myself more than anybody else, and that's where my faith and my drive and everything comes from. And you know, I want to be the best. So I'm gonna make myself be the best, and people don't have to be along for the ride. I don't care, but I'm gonna do what I do, and I'm just gonna be as happy as I can, and I'm gonna have no regrets, and I'm gonna fight, and I'm gonna take opportunities, and I won't let myself. I won't let myself regret these things. You know, I won't let myself be mad because I didn't take an opportunity that maybe I could have won or maybe it would have worked out. No, I mean, I have to take them. I have to look down every avenue that I have available. And I don't feel like I've gone back in my career at all. I don't feel like I've made any mistakes. I think I'm right exactly where I need to be. And everything that didn't work out in my career was for a reason to get me right here where I'm at.
I couldn't agree more. You know, you probably come from one of the most close-knit teams out of any fighter I've ever met. You truly have a relationship, not just in the gym, but in life and, you know, and all the way around with everybody that you train and work with. What? Speaking hypothetically, let's say you do go out there and you win the championship. You know, what would it mean to Tonya Evinger and Team Filthy for you to be able to hang that on the wall?
It'd be awesome. It'd be awesome. I think that they're probably more excited than me. And you know, maybe it hasn't set in on me yet, but I'm the type of fighter that doesn't like to focus on the details and the stress. I like to focus on me winning, and that's it. So, you know, they're super excited. They are happy. They've been waiting and they've been pushing and just supportive, nothing but support. And I do feel like that's why I'm in the position I'm in. I feel like I mesh well with my coaches. I mesh well in my lifestyle. I mesh well and everything is evened out. My life isn't uneven in any way. I have fun when I'm not fighting. I have fun when I am fighting. You know, I, I'm really social. My friends and my family and everybody's real involved in my career, and you know, my coaches are the same, and you know, they aren't just my coaches. I hang out with these guys. I'm friends with these guys. You know, we're not serious. These are guys that, you know, didn't necessarily build me and build my career. You know, they jumped in after I've already kind of made success in a sense and got myself to this position. But it just comes down to having somebody that is the same frame of mind, and they have the same outlook on it, and they respect me and the fact that, you know, I am an accomplished fighter, and they're not trying to change me, and they're just trying to support me and make whatever I do better, and that's it. You know, so that's, I think it took a long time to get here. And, you know, I went through a lot of trial and error, a lot of mistakes, and a lot of things that up and downs in my career, and I let things affect me, and I don't do that no more. It's all learning experience. They all happen for a reason. I went into Invicta, you know, I didn't get in the UFC off the tail show. I went into Invicta, and I had all these fights, and I created my sense of legacy, which is just, I don't care if anybody else is paying attention. I don't care, man. I'm the only one that matters is me and the people that are so close to me that are proud of me. So, you know, it just works. It works. We mesh well and it works.
You know, when you look at it, you truly, your foundation, and I love that you continue to show so much respect for Invicta, because you truly were one of the pioneers of Invicta. You truly have been one of the stable fighters for that promotion and the creation of that promotion, getting to where it's at. You know, Tanya, I know sometimes you like to be self-witted and things of this nature. What I'm going to ask you to do, I'm going to ask you if you could, because I know Chris Cyborg is probably listening because I tagged her in the post. If there was a message that you had to give to your fans, her, or anybody that's going to be there July 29th, what would that message be?
I almost feel like you're trying to get me to talk shit right now.
hey,
you know,
it is what it is.
I have a lot of people coming out for this fight, and they're all super excited. I'm super excited, and I'm going to tell you guys the same thing I always say in my fights. I'm out there to fight. I'm going to put on a show. I'm going to show up and fight. I'm not going to show. I don't show up to lose. I show up to fight, and I show up to win. And you know, it's just one of them things where. We're going to put on, I think we're the biggest women's fight in history. I really do. I don't think that there's a fight that's as big as this. You know, she's undefeated for 10 years. I'm undefeated for 7. And I just don't feel like any fight, if you're a real MMA fan and you really know the sport, there's no fight that's bigger than this, you know? And I think that we're going to show up and fight, and we're going to prove a point, and we're going to put on a show, you know, and I'm coming. I mean, I'm coming to do what I do every time, and that's win a fight.
And I think you said it so eloquently. You're coming to make history. You know, I do things different. You know, we're friends. You know, take the Invicta promotion out of it and just put Shannon Knapp in it, you know, by herself. If you had to make a statement to Shannon Knapp about how grateful you are to her and what she's done for the career of Tanya Evinger, what would that statement be, Tanya?
It's just weird. I just don't, you know, these girls today don't understand this struggle. And, you know, it's just not about what Shannon Knapp and Invicta, they've done for me. It's about you know, what they do for all these girls, and hundreds of girls have jobs because of what Shannon Knapp's doing and the sacrifices she makes. And these girls don't realize that, and I don't think that they appreciate it the same that I do. But, you know, that also comes with time. I've been here for a long time, and I've worked so hard, and I've seen the ups and downs of MMA and women's MMA, and you know, it's great to have a promotion that is all female, successful, and that you have a promoter, an owner of the promotion, and Shannon Knapp, that is so driven and so passionate about not only being successful herself and Invicta, but also so, you know, passionate about our careers and how far we go, and just doing what she can to make the best for us. You know, she I think is an amazing boss to work for, and I think that you know, she's made a lot of sacrifices that people don't know about, and I think that you know, it speaks for itself, the fact that it's so, she is successful and she's came a long way and she's done a lot. So, you know, I'm so grateful to have that opportunity and, you know, to be able to have a platform and somebody that has given me a chance not just to come in and feel a spot on a card, you know, come in and be a champion and show my skill set and fight over and over and over and over and help me build my career and build my stardom and build everything that I am today as a fighter. So, you know, them opportunities don't always come, and they don't come for everybody. And, you know, it's just something that's super, super, super awesome, super awesome. So
it truly is, you know. Now, for the fans that were going to initially come to the July 15th event, Tonya Evinger is still going to be in-house, correct?
Yeah, I'm going out there. Hell yeah, I don't miss Invicta cards, even when I'm not fighting. So I'm going to be there, and I'm going to support like I always do, you know, just same thing I always do. Come watch these girls fight and throw down, and you know, that's the next talent. Everybody in Invicta, people don't realize that's the girls that y'all are going to be cheering for in a couple of years. Them are our champions right there in front of your face. You're watching them fight every single time on Invicta, and you're not giving them any credit, and you're not giving them any respect and any love. Watch in a couple of years, them girls are going to be the champions. Those girls are going to be the ones that you're cheering for in UFC. Those girls are going to, you know what I mean? Like, you're at the front of their career, and nobody's grasping this and getting autographs and getting pictures and watching these people fight live when they can. And I mean, it's a different story to go to an Invicta card to go to a UFC card, you know. UFC is a real personal – or Invicta is a real personal style card, and you're able to interact with fighters, and they're accessible, you know. And you can get photos, and you can talk to them, and everybody's humble, and it's just amazing. It's amazing, and it's one of them things that you're going to look back on wish you had done when you had the chance, when they're right there in Kansas City and you could walk up to them and you could sit 150 feet away and watch them throw down for a ticket that you couldn't even get in the UFC. You know what I mean? So if you ain't going to the Invicta show, you need to. And if you are, thanks for the support, and I'll see you guys there.
Yeah, I haven't stopped rocking my Team Filthy hat since your manager gave it to me, you know. And you know, it's one thing in life that I've truly gained a lot of respect for you, Tonya. But I'm gonna take a little light note, a personal light note, not a comical sense. You know, we you and I both know the real reason why you're going from Invicta to the UFC, and that's because Laura Senko got promoted to the UFC. And now she's a commentator over there. You're just following in her footsteps.
I'm following that girl everywhere. But,
so can we predict a Laura Senko Tonya Evinger kiss at UFC 214?
Oh my God! I got in so much trouble last time. Thank God. Thank you, baby Jesus, that Shannon Knapp doesn't kill me too much for everything that I do, because I do get in trouble every time. Whether I'm fighting or not, I'm always in trouble for something. And you know, I'm just so grateful that she understands my personality and that I don't think these things through. I just act. And I have good intentions. It doesn't always come out the right way, but I have good intentions. And you know, I mean no harm. But hell no. UFC will probably kick the shit out of me. They'd be like, we just pulled you from this fight. Now you're not even fighting, and I'm devastated. No way, man. I don't think I would take that chance again. I think I learned my lesson. But, you know, it's something I wouldn't take back, so.
Oh, I know. I just had to get, you know, make a lighthearted statement because, you know, you, in life you two are two truly tremendous friends, and I think that it's to be commended. You know, a lot of people see the hard exterior of Tonya Evinger, and you truly are a great person at heart. You're a tremendous friend at heart. You're willing to do and walk a mile for any friend, and you know, that's one of the reasons why I have you on my show, and I have you as a friend in life, is because you're as true as they come. You know, come July 29th, I wish you the best of luck, my friend. You know, history will be made. You know, I honestly believe Evinger versus Cyborg history will be made. Like you stated earlier, she's undefeated in 10 fights. You're undefeated in 7. I mean, how in the hell can history not be made off of that? On that note, Tanya, if there's a final statement that you would like to make to my listeners, to your fans, about what this moment means to you, what would that be?
A final statement that what? Sorry.
To your fans and my listeners about what this fight means to you. Well, because
you know what?
I'm getting ready to let you go because I know you're busy.
I'm never ready for these kind of questions because I don't know. I don't have statements like that. You know, I just want people to tune in and embrace what's about to happen and the history that's about to go down. And you know, one of us is going to come out with a loss, and neither one of us has lost in so many years. And, you know, it's going to be a devastating thing. But, you know, it's one of these things that is great. It's great. And with the ending being such bad for one person, it's so great for the other person. But it, in the long run, I think for the sport in general, it's great. And I think that we're doing the right thing. And I feel like I'm doing the right thing and stepping up and going up. I'm definitely not afraid to fight anybody. And if I was, I wouldn't let y'all know. But you know what? I just want everybody to tune in, man. Tune in and watch this and support us and two champions, world champions coming from Invicta. And you know, it's about to happen, man. It's about to happen. It's about time and it's about to happen.
Shit's so, about to get real, right?
Yeah. I was kind of expecting to maybe fight on Invicta's card, but you know, you know, it is what it is, and I'm just happy to finally be in this position to do it.
Yeah, you know, I will admit it's a bittersweet moment for me because I have several colleagues that are flying in from around the country once they saw that you were going to be on the card, and you know, I'm glad you're still going to be in-house so they can still meet you, you know, before this tremendous history-making event. But the thing that saddens me the most is I've got Bellator, and then I've got, you know, then I'm going to shoot Invicta. But then I'm retiring. I'm taking a step away from the, you know, from my career as a photographer on the major sports circuit. So it kind of saddens me because at the same time, you're moving ahead in your future with who you are and your legacy, and I won't be able to be there and share in the moment with you as I'm having surgery 2 days prior to your fight. So, Tanya, you know, this will probably be the last time maybe that I get to talk to you before then. I don't know. You know, my friend, I'm very proud of you. You know, I've watched you come up. I've watched you struggle. I've watched you persevere. I've watched you fight, you know, bad calls. You persevered, and now, my friend, I'm just truly proud of where you're at in life, and I truly think you deserve this moment, and I hope the night is yours, and I hope you get everything that you deserve because you put in tenfold to the sport, and you've even put in more to your fans. So the dedication that you've given to the sport is tremendous, and I just want to applaud you on that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well,
I really do.
Tanya, you know, that means a lot because you are real. I mean, to my listeners, if you don't follow Tanya, I suggest you do, but put a parental advisory on it, as I even had to myself, because if you don't want to hear real, then you don't want to be on her page. I mean, it's as real as it gets, and that's one thing I truly appreciate about you, Tanya, is you hold no punches, and that's where the greatest respect for you comes. As you know, my friend, I'm going to hand you the mic. Any sponsors, any friends, any family, any social media sites, or anything else you would like to add to the show, the floor is yours.
Pretty much you can find me anywhere. I don't hide. Nobody else wants to be me. So if you see Tanya Evinger on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, that's me. That is me. And, you know, I'd like some followers. You don't have to follow me, but I changed my stuff private just to make you follow me. But aside from that, you know, that's it. I'm happy to have the fans I do, and I appreciate everything. And you know, you can find me all over, and my sponsors that have been with me, you know, thank you guys so much. And You guys are the reason I am where I'm at, and I'm able to be as successful, and I'm able to take this fight. You know, I wouldn't be anywhere if it wasn't for those guys helping me out, and those guys pretty much, paying my camps and paying for things for me to be able to train and get ready for these fights, you know. So many people have touched my career and helped in ways that I couldn't even thank them for, and I just appreciate it, man. I really do.
We appreciate you, Tanya. You know, you truly are a true veteran of the sport, and you're a tremendous friend in life. And make history, Gator. Make history. That's all I can say is make history. On that note, I love you, and I wish you the best of luck come July 29th, buddy.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate
it. Thank you. You have a tremendous day. I truly appreciate it, Tanya. Make history, like I said. You truly deserve it. Make that night yours, my friend.
Oh, I will. I'm going to. We're going to put on a show. I'm going to fight the best I can. I'm sure she'll fight the best she can. And, hopefully we get a fight of the night bonus and people get to enjoy one of the best fights that they've seen out of the women.
Oh, I know they will. I will be watching in heart and spirit. I know you're going to get fight of the night because I know you give it your all. And you never have given anything less. And just make everybody proud, Tanya. Make everybody proud. You truly deserve this. And I waited for this moment forever. We've talked about this on so many shows. And now it's finally here. And it's kind of like, on that note, Tanya, I really am just proud of you. I'll let you get back to doing what you're doing. I look forward to you July 29th getting your arm raised. But at least we know this. You truly are the people's champion. On that note, thank you, Tanya.
All right, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Triple Threat Tanya Evinger getting ready to face Cyborg July 29th, UFC 214. I think it's going to be a hell of a fight. You know, Cyborg is undefeated in her last 10 fights. Evinger, her last 7. It's going to be one hell of a fight. You know, Tanya's a very humble person when it comes to radio shows. Sometimes you can get her to open up, but I think things are just now setting in as this is, I think, her first free open interview away from after the promotional signing. And I was very blessed to have her on my show. She truly is a tremendous friend in my life, and I'm truly proud of where she's at. And, it's kind of hard to hear her say she had to pick up the pieces after Anderson, you know, and you look at Megan Anderson was initially set to fight July 15th at Invicta. That fell through because she got pulled up to the UFC. That fell through, and now Tanya Evinger's stepping in her footsteps again. But I think these are two tremendous champions that deserve that night. On that note, I'm Don McGuire, and I want to thank Finished MMA, United Way Merced, Affliction, and the 86ers.net. And to all my listeners, thank you. And Tanya Evinger, thank you for the love. I truly appreciate it. To each and every one of you, good day and God bless.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo.
Yeah.
Haters ain't fond of me, that shit don't bother me. It ain't no stopping me, constantly dodging hypocrisy. I just be flawing so properly, showing the modesty, overly effortless. Flow with a preference, only to show you the regimen, cope with the specimen. I'm simply convinced, they know that my shine is indefinite. Feed them the flow like it's medicine, freak with a soul like a benefit. Silence a desolate pessimist, flow is so holy, turn Muslim to Methodist. I've been so relentless, I've been on a mission. I've been killing shit, but no one seems to get it. I've been dodging drama, trying to find a